called the Alabama on the phone claim line. My name is Monique. I need to advise this call to be recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Hi, I was told to call this number to talk about a breach that was in my account.
Could you repeat that?
I said I was told to call this number to talk about a breach that was in my account.
Give me 1 second.
On my unemployment. Sorry.
You're fine. Give me 1 minute. Can I have your social, please?
422. 492604.
Your first and last name?
Malika Carter.
Your date of birth?
04-25-1999.
Your mother's maiden name?
Carter. Vanessa Carter.
Okay, give me 1 second, okay?
Okay.
Ms. Carter, you said you were trying to see what now? I'm trying to make sure I got it right.
I called to see. I tried to call to, yesterday or the day before,
mm-hmm.
I called to reopen my claim because it says that it was inactivated. So I called to reopen it. And when I went on there to see, you know, to claim for basically for Sunday, and it says that my account was breached or break, something like that. And I needed to call this number.
You said breached?
Yes, it was something like that. I'm not sure if it was breached or break, something like that.
Was breached or breaked?
Yeah, it was one of those. Yeah, I think it said a break in my claim.
Give me 1 second.
Okay.
So are you trying to reopen your claim or are you just trying to see what's going on with your claim?
No, I called the other day to reopen it, but she asked me for all my information and stuff, so I thought it was already open. That's why I called, I was trying to call yesterday for the weekly claim, and then it was telling me I had a break in my account. So I guess, yes, I would want to reopen it since it's not reopened. And she gave me a PIN, but when I used it, it says that wasn't the PIN on my account. And when I used my original PIN, it worked.
Yes, ma'am. So you are already in the system, so you're just trying to see what's going on with your claim.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. So you were doing direct deposit, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm finna see you. what's going on, Rev.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Is your address still 100 Egg and Butter Road, apartment 31, Columbia, Alabama, 35051?
Yes.
It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You'll be asked random generated questions. In which of the following cities have you attended college? Florence, Gaston, Montevideo, or
Gaston.
Which of the following address have you ever been associated with? 104 Lynn Street, 2415 13th Street, 6333 Walnut Drive, 912 Mining All Road, or you have never been associated with these addresses?
Say them one more time.
Give me 1 second.
Okay.
104 Link. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 104 Lynn Street, 2415 13th Street, 63 Walnut Drive, 1912 Mentally All Road, or you never
None
been associated? Ma'am?
None of those.
Okay.
None of those.
Which of the following city has a current or former association to you? Give me 1 second, ma'am. Which of the following cities has a current or former associates to you? Asheville, Montgomery, Mobile, or Dothan, or none of the above?
Asheville.
I see you have been in here already, so like most of the questions that they have asked you, you are already applied to them and say no or yes to them?
Yes.
So I'm just trying to see what's going on. I'm gonna just try to get you in the system before it can just see what's going on before you can be able to get in on your portal. So do you have your temporary pin or you don't have that?
Yes, I have my pin.
Is it 0499?
And see, that's the one that she given me the other day. But when I go in. It tells me that that's not my pin. It says that it's my old pin. My original pin is 4259. That's the one that I set up. When yesterday when I gave them a call, she gave me the 0499, but it never worked.
Okay,
it
let me.
It says that that's not my pin.
Okay, give me 1 second. I'm finna try to get them to help you reset your pin. Okay.
Okay. And it is 0499, right?
Yes, ma'am. That was your temporary pin.
Okay.
Give me 1 second.
Yeah.
I'm still here, Ms. Carter. I'm just waiting on somebody to give me a response. See okay. if I can transfer you over to get you to reset your PIN.
Okay. And when I reset my PIN, is that going to, I guess, help me get into the system to see if it's inactive or something? Or will I still have to reopen? Because I called yesterday to reopen my claim.
Yes, ma'am. So you said when you did call yesterday to reopen your claim, mm-hmm. you said the PIN that you were using wasn't working?
Yesterday when I reopened my claim, she asked me, you know, all the questions that you were asking me, and then mm-hmm. she gave me my PIN. Mm-hmm. And so I went in and tried to log in with that PIN, but it was telling, well, I called to actually make the weekly claim. And when I called to make the weekly claim, it was asking me for my PIN. And when I put my 0499, it says the PIN that I used wasn't associated with my Social Security number. So then I used my actual PIN that I had put. It was 4259, and it worked. But then it said that my account had a break in it or something like that.
Okay, I'm trying to tell, trying to get somebody to help me with you to get you your PIN, to get you doing your weekly certification. You tried to do your weekly certification yesterday, and you tried to log in. You tried to call in
mm-hmm.
with your PIN. Hold on. You tried to call in with your PIN.
And it was telling me that it wasn't associated with my Social Security number.
And it was, hold on, give me 1 second. And it just wouldn't let you go through.
Yeah, it wouldn't let me go through. But when I used my old one, it went through.
Let me see. So you did call, you did try to call yesterday, right? You did call yesterday. They try to do your...
Yes.
Okay. I'm just trying to...
It was like it might have been yesterday or the day before, but I think it was yesterday.
Okay. Just give me 1 second.
Okay.
I don't know why they just don't want to help me. I'm sorry, Ms. Carter. I'm just trying to... When did you file your claim?
Well, I called... When did I file my claim? Yeah, I just called yesterday. I started my unemployment around, like, last year and during the summer, but I had stopped because I had got a job. And so now that I'm out of a job, that's why I called yesterday to reopen my claim, because it said that when I would log in onto my claim portal, it'll say in yellow, it'll say inactivated. So it says I need to call the number and all that. So I called the number, and then she reopened my claim and then asked me questions and then gave me the 0499. And then when I went in to make my weekly, you know, call, it mm-hmm. said that the PIN that I was given wasn't, you know, linked to my Social Security number. So then when I used my old PIN, the one that I, you know, signed up for, it worked. So that's where I went in and then I called, and it said that I needed to call this number to, you know, fix my account or something like that.
Yes, ma'am. Give me one second.
Okay.
This is really pissing me off. Because they acting like they don't want to help me. Have you called the inquiry number line, ma'am?
No.
Could you call them and give them a call? 800-361.
Yes, 1 second.
Okay.
800-361-4524. Okay. And call them and just tell them the same thing?
Yes, ma'am. Just tell me you're trying to reset your PIN.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy your day.
You too.